Here's Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Ballot measures reveal a kinder and gentler America. The headline may be that the Senate is increasingly going to be Republican, seeming to have picked up a couple of seats, and the House has seen the Democrats take control, picking up at least 26 seats, but that's only part of the story. When we move from the partisan divisions to look at some of the marquee ballot propositions, there's an argument to be made that the majority is kinder and gentler than many in the parties, and more progressive as well. In blood red Louisiana, voters solidly ditched the requirement for unanimous juries that dated back 120 years of the Jim Crow racism that allowed 10 of 12 jurors to convict in a felony trial. The top of the ballot may have been disappointing, though history was almost made in Florida. But on the ballot proposition, voters restored the ability to vote to felons, which could be huge in that state in future elections. Minimum wage measures reported thus far indicate that Arkansas and Missouri solidly approve significant increases in the minimum wage in both of those states. It's worth noting that we have not had an increase in the federal minimum wage since the end of George W. Bush's stint in the White House. That's 10 long years, but there has not been a statewide ballot initiative on minimum wage that has lost since 1996. What does that tell you about the deep support for living wage across the map? The results are still coming in, and they aren't all positive, but anti-gerrymandering measures have been approved in several places, as well as climate change measures. No matter what the president claims, the majority of Americans, when given a fair choice, want to see everyone do better. There's love in the ballot propositions, no matter how much hate there is in our politicians. On the bright side, we also have something else in the balloting in the midterms, though, and it wasn't on the bright side. Voting access matters. At this minute, Georgia has not finally established the victor, but the shenanigans by the Secretary of State and now likely governor in that state were huge in the results. Given the closeness of the race in Florida, it's hard not to see the denial of ballot access as anything other than significant there as well. Voters pushed out, on the bright side, two of the more militant voter suppressors and anti-poor people in the country. Only 2 years ago, Scott Walker in Wisconsin was arguing that his anti-union, anti-people program in that state was a ticket to the future. He's now in the unemployment line, and in a rich irony, a former superintendent of education is going to be governor. There can't be a much more Republican state than Kansas, but Chris Kobach, who's made a national reputation out of immigrant bashing and voter suppression in that state and others, even as Secretary of State in Kansas, is now also hoping Trump gives him some kind of low-level job somewhere because a female Democratic legislator beat him for governor. I don't want any of us to be quick to judgment. There's a lot to learn from how people voted, and we need to look at ballot measures and candidates to speak to these lessons. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.
This program is produced by the Arkansas Broadcasting Foundation, KABF-FM in Little Rock, Arkansas, and is distributed through Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, serving the needs and interests of low and moderate income Americans.